This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, January 15, 2010. Joy to the world, the Lord is King. The scripture is Psalm 47, verse 2. The Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. Like all people, the ancient Greeks mused about the best possible government. Known as the originators of democracy, their great philosopher, Plato, believed the best possible government would be led by a philosopher king. Plato wrote that if an ideal city-state was to ever come into being, philosophers must become kings, or those now called kings must truly philosophize. Psalm 47 describes God governing his world as the ultimate philosopher king, whose reign unites wisdom and power. God is no roving military dictator, but neither does he campaign for votes like a candidate running for office. God relates to you, to me, and to every nation as the king over all the earth. This image of God's kingship saturates the Psalms. Ancient kings held ultimate judging power. That power was easily perverted for selfish ends. But when God makes and keeps promises, he acts as a king who keeps treaties, covenants with his people. Few psalms are as enthusiastic as this. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. Imagine a procession led by God with crowds shouting, "Long live the King!" Centuries later, that vision was realized. The true King came to Jerusalem, riding a donkey, as the people shouted, "Hosanna, save us!" And today, we know he is the one and only Savior.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.